Jaz bi vse skupaj prosil, če bi se lahko posedali in čez dve minuti, ko zvoni kot zvoni, začnemo z izjavami za javnost po ob obisku Evropskega komisarja in pa o praznovanju Svetovnega dne čebel.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I wish to ask you to take your seats and we will start in two minutes with the statements of our guests upon the visit of the European Commissioner for Agriculture and Food in Slovenia. And you're kindly asked to keep silent on behalf of the interpreter so I can focus and translate everything. Thank you so much. So we don't whisper much. Thank you so much.
Ker smo že vsi tukaj izbrani, bi mi kar začeli z izjavami za javnost. Me veseli, da so tukaj z nami evropski komisar za kmetijstvo, ki je dva dni tukaj v naši prelepi Sloveniji, potem gospa Maša Žagar, državna sekretarka na Ministrstvu za kmetijstvo, gozdarstvo in prehrano, potem dr. Jože Podgoršek, predsednik Kmetijsko-gozdarske zbornice Slovenije in pa Borut Florjančič, direktor, predsednik Zadružne zveze Slovenije in moja malenkost, predsednik Čebelarske zveze Slovenije in pa Evropske čebelarske zveze in pa seveda podžupanja gostiteljca danes, gospa Manja Zorko, ki bo prva spregovorila nekaj svojih misli ob kot gostiteljica današnjega dogajanja ob Svetovnem dnevu čebel. Tako da, gospa Manja, prva tema.
So allow me to briefly introduce the panelists for this press conference who will present you with their press statements. Of course, the Commissioner for Agriculture and Food of the European Union is the high guest with us today, Christopher Hansen. Up next, Maša Žagar, the State Secretary from the Ministry of Agriculture, Forestry and Food of the Republic of Slovenia. Mr. Jože Podgoršek, the President of the Chamber of Agriculture and Forestry of the Republic of Slovenia. Borut Florjančič, the President of Cooperative Union of Slovenia. Up next, myself, Boštjan Noče, the President of Slovenian Beekeepers Association and the European Beekeeping Association, and Manja Zorko, who is the local host, Vice Mayor of this town. So we'll pass the floor to Vice Mayor first.
Hvala za besedo. En lep prisrčen pozdrav v Kranju, v Predosljah, mi pravimo Predoslje vas z razgledom, z najlepšim razgledom. V imenu mestne občine Kranj torej lepo pozdravljeni. Skupaj bomo danes tukaj v krajevni skupnosti Predoslje praznovali slovenski čebelarski praznik in svetovni dan čebel. In v Kranju smo seveda izredno ponosni, da je letošnja osrednja prireditev prav v naši občini.
Allow me to start by thanking you for joining us in a beautiful municipality of Kranj in the local community of Predoslje. And we like to say that Predoslje is a village with the most beautiful view. Thank you for joining us on the Slovenian Day of celebrating beekeepers and, of course, on the occasion of celebrating the World Bee Day.
Na mestni občini Kranj sta nam trajnost in lokalno pridelana hrana izrednega pomena. Seveda naročamo lokalni med in lokalni med je pogosto na mizah naših otrok, šolarjev, starejših, v domovih za starejše. Smo občina z najvišjim odstotkom lokalno pridelane hrane v javnih zavodih, na kar smo izredno ponosni.
So the city of Kranj is very proud of our programs of sustainability and we focus on locally produced food. So not only do our children enjoy the local produce, including local honey, obviously, but also our elderly in nursing homes enjoy locally produced food. And we have the highest share of local produce in Slovenia.
Skrbimo pa seveda na mestni občini Kranj, da sadimo medovita drevesa, da kosimo kasneje, zato da imajo čebele pašo in seveda, da lahko proizvajo med, ki se pogosto znajde tudi med drugim v naših darilih občine. Vemo, da ima čebelarstvo v Sloveniji posebno mesto. Posebno mesto ima tudi v Kranju, zato hvala lepa organizatorjem za vložen trud In vam želim res uspešno izvedbo tega čebelarskega praznika in svetovnega dneva čebel. Hvala lepa.
So we look after nature in order to protect bees, and we focus on the right time for planting trees that are beneficial for bees, and also we mow our grass later on in the season so the bees have enough time to feed and produce enough honey, which our municipality proudly offers as gifts on official occasions. Beekeeping has a special place in Slovenia as a whole, and obviously also in our municipality of Kranj. Allow me to conclude by congratulating the organizers for all the effort they have put in organizing this event, and I wish you a wonderful day.
Hvala lepa. Sedaj pa besedo dobiva naš častni gost. Lahko še enkrat na tem mestu se v imenu Čebelarske zveze Slovenije in Evropske čebelarske zveze zahvalim gospodu komisarju, ki se je vzel čas, da bo danes skupaj z nami praznoval svetovni dan čebel, in verjamem, da bo strnil svoje misli ob dvodnevnem obisku Slovenije, tako da, gospod komisar, beseda je vaša.
Up next, it is my honor to pass the floor to our honorary guest, distinguished commissioner. Thank you so much for joining us in our celebrating of the World Bee Day, and I'm really convinced that the commissioner, you will be able to summarize your impressions of Slovenia as well. So, distinguished commissioner Christopher Hansen, the floor is yours.
Dobar dan, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I would like to thank very much the President Notch for inviting me. He invited me already before I took officially my new mandate, but I promised him back in time already that if it was possible that I would make my utmost to be present at this very important event.
Spoštovani gospod predsednik Slovenske in Evropske čebelarske zveze, gospod Noč, dovolite, da se vam zahvalim za povabilo. Že preden sem nastopil mandat kot komisar, sva se pogovarjala in obljubil sem vam, da če bo le možno, vas bom obiskal na ta izredno, izredno pomemben dan. In zato sem z vami.
And I could not have thought of a better place to celebrate the World Bee Day like in than in Slovenia, because it is as well thanks to your country and in honor of the Slovenian beekeeper Anton Janša that we have this day now across the world.
In seveda sem zelo počaščen, da sem na obisku prav ob vašem pomenljivem praznovanju 8. svetovnega dneva čebel, in ob tem želim izraziti res globoko hvaležnost, spoštovanje do vaše dežele, ki je začenči z čebelarjem Antonom Janšo prišla tako daleč, da smo zdaj v fazi, ko v svet praznuje dan čebel.
And Slovenia has the largest number of beekeepers per capita in Europe, with more than 11,000 beekeepers with a population of 2 million, so this is quite impressive.
In Slovenija ima največje število čebelarjev na prebivalca, kar 11,000 na 2 milijona prebivalcev, in to je nekaj impresivnega.
And the sector is not only important to preserve our cultural heritage, but as well in general to ensure food security and food sovereignty all over Europe.
Ta sektor pa ni le pomemben za zaščito naravne in kulturne dediščine, ampak je pomemben tudi za ohranjanje celotnega spektra dela na področju dela s čebelami, torej za čebelarje in prehrano.
Because in my opinion there is an unbreakable link in protecting pollinators and bees and ensuring our future food security.
Kajti po mojem mnenju gre za neposredno povezavo med zaščito čebel in opraševalcev in zagotavljanje prehranske varnosti.
But we also know that the sector is under pressure from many sides. On the one side it is important to conceal agriculture and forestry with beekeeping in order to maintain as well the good, let's say, coexistence and co-benefits from the sectors.
In veliko je pritiskov na čebelarstvo. Namreč že to naj omenim, kako pomembno je sodelovanje med kmetijskim in gozdarskim sektorjem, da se vsi ukrepi lahko uskladijo in da se vedno upoštevajo seveda tudi potrebe čebelarjev.
And I believe that this dialogue is particularly working well here in Slovenia, and that is as well part of the success story of your beekeeping sector.
In menim, da je prav ta dialog izredno, izredno dober v Sloveniji in da vi botrujete k tej zgodbi o uspehu.
But we have to support our beekeeping sector even stronger. Currently, the Common Agriculture Policy supports the beekeeping sector with 60 million euros that can then be topped up by national money so that we arrive at 120 million with the so-called national co-financing.
In skupni kmetijski trg oziroma skupna kmetijska politika podpira varstvo čebel in praševalcev preko naših praks. Imamo namreč poseben proračunski okvir v višini 60 milijonov evrov letno, ki je namenjen izključno čebelarstvu, ki pa ga lahko vsaka država članica podvoji, torej lahko na koncu dosežemo višino 120 milijonov evrov podporo čebelarstvu.
But I also am convinced that we can do more. And that is why in the simplification package that I proposed last week on the Common Agriculture Policy, we have taken the proposal on board coming directly from the sector and from the Slovenian sector to allow for payments per beehive in order to take actions to mitigate as well the impact of climate change. And I think that is going to help a lot the sector.
Menim, da moramo in lahko naredimo še več. In zato naj omenim svežen poenostavitve podpore za čebelarstvo v okviru skupne kmetijske politike oziroma skupne ureditve trga. Namreč sprejeto je bilo izredno pomembno dopolnilo. Čebelarstvo se zdaj lahko podpira ne le na hektar, ampak tudi s podporo na čebelnjak, kar je velika sprememba in jo
Pan.
A sem rekla, na pan, pardon, ja, se upravičujem, kar je seveda dobra sprememba tega novega svežnja.
And that we had the discussion before, the president said one box is ticked, but there are other boxes that need to be ticked as well.
In na prejšnjem srečanju s čebelarji je gospod predsednik noč omenil, da zdaj lahko tukaj že nekaj odkljukamo, ampak je kar še nekaj zadev, ki pa bo vendarle še treba odkljukati.
And one of these important boxes that we need to tick is as well the fight against counterfeited and falsified honey.
In ena od teh pomembnih kljukic, ki nas čaka v bodoče, je naš boj proti ponaredkom medu.
And there we would need to work at different levels strongly together. That's why we encourage very strongly as a European Commission to encourage the member states to reinforce their official controls when it comes to honey that is imported from third countries.
In na različnih ravneh se v sodelovanju s komisijo in državami članicami odpirajo podbude za dodatne ukrepe, še posebej za nadzor, ki ga države članice morajo vršiti nad uvozom blaga iz drugih držav.
And at the same time, the European Commission is strongly working on harmonized methodologies in order to identify counterfeited honey, but as well to determine the origin, because there we see that laboratories are not working along the same methodology, and this brings it that sometimes you could identify honey as fake honey on one part, and the other laboratory would say the opposite. So this is something where we need to bring rigor in, and where we need to bring in a common methodology in order to step up the fight against counterfeited honey.
Evropska komisija pa stremi tudi k uskladitvi metodologije, ki bo pripomogla ne le k prepoznavi kakovosti medu, ampak ki bo odkrivala tudi izvor medu. Namreč trenutno laboratoriji Evropske unije nimajo poenotene iste tehnologije in potem se dogaja, da en laboratorij med zavrne, čež da je ponarejen, spet drugi laboratorij pa ga mirno potrdi. In zato so potrebni bolj rigorozni oziroma poenoteni ukrepi, da se to prepreči.
And the other box that still needs to be ticked is to connect better again the consumer with the producer. And as what I understand is that meanwhile the Slovenian honey producers are selling 80% directly to their consumers. And I think this is quite exemplary because consumers trust you, and that is a model we need as well to export to other countries to see that this trust is rebuilt, reconnect the producer with the consumer, and then I think the consumers are as well ready to pay the appropriate price and go for the original and not for a counterfeited product that is coming from somewhere else in the world.
In slišalo sem malo prej, da je seveda to, o čemer govorimo, povezava med potrošnikom in proizvajalcem v Sloveniji izvrstna, da zdaj kar 80% proizvedenega medu prodajo čebelarji od doma, kar je res odlično in kar priča, da slovenski kupec proizvajalcu zaupa. In menim, da bi to vrstno sodelovanje med potrošniki in predelovalci bilo smiselno prenesti tudi v druge države, kjer moramo na novo zgraditi to zaupanje. Vidimo pa tudi, da je pri vas potrošnik pripravljen plačati morda nekaj več za to, da kupi res izredno kakovosten domač med.
And with these common European and national initiatives, I am strongly convinced that we can ensure the future of our beekeeping sector in Europe, but as well here in Slovenia, to make it even stronger. And I'm very much looking forward as well to visiting the stands outside afterwards. And thank you very much for your attention.
No, in prepričan sem, da bodo tako evropske kot tudi nacionalne pobude prispevale k še bolj učinkovitemu in boljšemu čebelarstvu in prihodnosti čebelarstva in menim, da bomo tako lahko uživali v sadovih našega dela. Najbolj pa se že veselim obiska stojnic zunaj in se vam s temi besedami samo še zahvaljujem za pozornost.
Ja, hvala gospodu komisarju za lepe besede o čebelarstvu nasploh, v pomenu čebelarstva in tudi o slovenskem čebelarstvu.
Thank you so much, Commissioner, for your positive and uplifting words about beekeeping, about honey, and especially about Slovenian beekeeping work. Thank you.
Že večkrat sem povedal, da odkar sem predsednik Evropske čebelarske zveze, vsak da bolj spoznavam, da take podpore kot jo imamo slovenski čebelarji v države in takega spoštovanja Slovencev do čebelarskega sektorja nima nihče na svetu. Zato mi je v čas, da zdaj nekaj spregovoriti državna sekretarka, gospa Maša Žagar, ki pa vseh 20 let, kar časa sem v slovenskem čebelarstvu, sva stalna sopotnika in je za mrsikas kakšno stvar zaslužna, da se je uvedla v čebelarskem sektorju, pa bom samo eno stvar izpostavil. Letos mineva 20 let, od začetka delovanja čebelarske svetovalne službe in gospa Maša se sigurno spomen, kako sva takrat mogla preko noči skupaj z gospodom Senegačnikom pripraviti program, da smo te stvari realizirali, tako da gospa Maša, hvala in beseda je vaša.
Well, as the president of the European Beekeeping Association, I have to tell you that we've never received so much deep respect as Slovenia for this sector. And therefore, it is really an honor and pleasure for me to pass the floor to the State Secretary from the Ministry of Agriculture and Food, Forestry and Food, Maša Žagar. And she will remember that some 20 years ago, when we've been working together for the last 20 years, we started with the advisory service in Slovenia specifically for beekeeping. And she will remember that with Mr. Senegačnik, everything had to be drafted overnight, and I'm ever so pleased that we succeeded. So, Maša Žagar, the floor is yours.
Najlepša hvala. Hvala predsedniku Čebelarske zveze, gospodu Noču, tudi za te lepe besede. Se kar še dobro spomnim teh začetkov in sem tudi osebno izjemno vesela, da sem lahko danes tu, da je že 8. leto, ko svet praznuje svetovni dan čebel, ne samo, to ni samo slovenski praznik, to ni samo slovensko praznovanje, je pa ta dan na pobudo Slovenije in vidimo, da je to postalo globalno gibanje, tako da se obeležuje na vseh celinah. In to ni le simbolni dan, je opomnik, da brez čebel in brez opraševalcev ni življenja.
So thank you so much, President Noč, for your beautiful words. Of course, I remember the times of the beginning, and it is really, really wonderful to be aware of the fact that it's been 8 years since we are celebrating the World Bee Day, not only in Slovenia, but obviously in all the countries around the world. Even if it was initiated in Slovenia, it is now a global movement and people are really starting to understand much better, no bees, no life.
In udeležba Evropskega komisarja za kmetijstvo tudi danes tu na tem dogodku potrjuje zavezanost Evropske unije k varstvu čebel in k trajnostnemu upravljanju njihovih habitatov.
And the presence of the European Commissioner for Agriculture and Food is yet another evidence how devoted the European Commission is to emphasizing the importance of bees and to introduce measures for the support of beekeepers.
strategija od vil do vilic s posebnimi ukrepi za zmanjševanje rabe pesticidov z evropskim čebelarskim programom, ki spodbuja trajnostne prakse in pa izboljšuje zdravje čebel. To je samo nekaj kratkih primerov, kako Evropska unija in tudi Slovenija podpira čebelarstvo in razume čebelarstvo.
Just to mention one strategy, farm to fork, and then all the provisions about the pesticide use speaks for itself, that the EUB program not only supports the sustainable development, but also intends to improve the health of bees and beekeeping in general.
V Sloveniji čebelarstvo ni samo tradicija, je seveda del naše kulture in pa skupnega zavedanja. Z ukrepi v okviru strateškega načrta skupne kmetijske politike, z vlaganjem v trajnostno, v ekološko kmetijstvo, z varovanjem kmetijskih zemljišč, z vlaganjem v raziskave in razvoj in pa seveda z usmerjeno podporo čebelarjem, dokazujemo, da znamo skrbeti za naravo in s tem za prihodnje generacije.
So in Slovenia, beekeeping is not only our tradition, but it is our culture, it is our common awareness of the importance of beekeeping in Slovenia. And this is reflecting in our strategic plan of common agricultural policy, when we focus not only on organic farming, but also protecting land for organic farming, research and development, and at the end of the day, the bees. And this only shows how much we appreciate nature and we want to focus on good future life for future generations.
Seveda živimo v času izjemnih pritiskov na naravo, na okolje, na naravne vire in smo v času podnebne krize, zato se zavedamo, da so čebele in opraševalci ključni steber naše prehranske varnosti, zdravja okolja in bomo tudi v prihodnje trdno stali ob strani tistim, ki delajo z naravo. To so čebelari, to so kmetje, to so raziskovalci in predvsem mladi.
And we are really aware of the importance of supporting nature, environment and bees. And that is why we focus on food safety, on the health of the environment and we wish to continue supporting beekeepers, farmers in general, researchers, educators and last but not least the youth.
Na konec bi se Evropski komisiji in komisarju rada zahvalila za podporo Sloveniji o odpravi posledic pozebe, ki je Slovenijo prizadela lansko leto. Komisija je predlagala podporo v višini 2,9 milijonov evrov za prizadete pridelovalce in ta pomoč je bila tudi potrjena in se tudi iskreno zahvaljujem komisarju za podporo.
I wish to conclude by thanking the European Commission and specifically to the Commissioner for providing Slovenia support after the frost that we suffered in agriculture last year on the 2nd of September. Oh, sorry, 2.9 million euros were approved for the support of Slovenia, and this is really wonderful. Thank you so much, the Commissioner, for helping us out.
Ja, hvala, hvala, gospa državna sekretarka. V Sloveniji se zelo dobro zavedamo, da samo odlično sodelovanje med kmetijskimi organizacijami je temelj napredka slovenskega kmetijstva. In jaz lahko z veseljem tukaj pozdravljam in se zahvaljujem dvema od stebrov slovenskega kmetijstva, to se pravi Kmetijsko-gozdarski zbornici in pa Zadružni zvezi, ki verjamem, da boste tudi v imenu ostalih nevladnih kmetijskih organizacij potrdila, da odlično sodelujemo in da je to en pravi pokazatelj enega dobrega sodelovanja v sled napredka slovenskega kmetijstva in seveda tudi čebelarstva. Tako da beseda je vaša, gospod Jože Podgoršek.
Thank you so much, Madam State Secretary. And now let me draw attention to excellent cooperation between different organizations in agriculture in Slovenia. And let me mention but two important pillars that have really contributed to us, our successful cooperation, the Chamber of Agriculture and Forestry and the Cooperative Union of Slovenia, who have really contributed a lot to our sector. So Mr. Jože Podgoršek, the President of the Chamber, please, the floor is yours.
Hvala lepa za besedo. Najprej bi se tudi tukaj iskreno zahvalil gospodu komisarju za to, da je sprejel najino povabilo na dvodnevni obisk, torej povabilo Kmetijsko-gozdarske zbornice in Čebelarske zveze. Seveda, še pred tem pa moram biti iskreno hvaležen tudi Boštjanu Noču, da je dal pobudo za dvodnevni obisk, da skupaj organiziramo ta dva dneva, torej nekako je čebelarstvo bilo pobudnik obiska gospoda komisarja, pridali smo še ostale kmetijske panoge in imeli in imamo čas gostiti gospoda komisarja dva dni v Republiki Slovenije. Torej, gospod komisar, iskrena hvala.
Allow me to begin by extending my deep words of gratitude to the commissioner. Actually, the invitation was handed over to the commissioner by the Slovenian Beekeepers Association and the Chamber of Agriculture and Forestry. At this point, allow me to use this opportunity and really thank the president of Slovenian Beekeepers Organization, Boštjan Noč, for having an idea and for such a proposal to host the commissioner for 2 days. So we're truly, truly honored, distinguished commissioner, that you are with us and that we can host you. Thank you for coming.
Danes bi tukaj delil samo dve misli, zato da ne bomo predolgi. In sicer podaril bi izjemno pomembno sodelovanje med ostalim delom kmetijstva in čebelarstvom. Kot je že predsednik Čebelarske zveze omenil, od leta 2011 naprej nimamo večjih pomorov v čebelarstvu zaradi rabe sredstev za varstvo rastlin.
Today I wish to only mention 2 things, not to be too long for this conference. So first of all, the excellent cooperation between beekeepers, beekeeping organizations and other sectors within agriculture. According to president's words, since 2011 we haven't had any no major deaths of bees were detected in Slovenia.
Do tega rezultata nismo prišli zaradi zahtev, zaradi omejitev, zaradi zakonodajnih predlogov, ampak zaradi izjemnega razumevanja in sodelovanja med različnimi panogami slovenskega kmetijstva, v katero spada tudi čebelarstvo.
And the reason is not some demands or new legislative proposals, but truly the reason is excellent cooperation with all sectors within agriculture, including beekeeping.
Kar pa ne nazadnje tudi ni presenetljivo, saj če malo uparimo podatke o številu kmetijskih gospodarstv in številu čebelarjev, lahko vidimo, da je skoraj da vsak kmet tudi čebelar.
Which is not surprising if we only look at the number of beekeepers in Slovenia. Literally, almost every farmer is at the same time a beekeeper.
Ja. Torej, prepričan sem, da bomo s tem dobrim sodelovanjem in usklajevanjem, predvsem pa z ozaveščanjem v kmetijstvu uspeli to dobro prakso ohranjati tudi v bodoče.
And I'm strongly convinced that if we continue such good cooperation, harmonization and raising of awareness, we are going to continue contributing stories of success in beekeeping.
Ob današnjem dnevu bi izrazil še eno drugo misel in sicer predvsem poudaril dobro sodelovanje, tudi strokovno sodelovanje med obema inštitucijama, torej Kmetijsko-gozdarsko zbornico Slovenije in Čebelarsko zvezo Slovenije.
Today my second thought that I wish to share with you is excellent cooperation between the Slovenian Beekeepers Association and the Chamber of Agriculture and Forestry.
Na Kmetijsko-gozdarski zbornici imamo med drugimi odbori tudi strokovni odbor za čebelarstvo.
Among other committees, our Chamber of Agriculture and Forestry also has a separate committee for beekeeping.
To je posvetovalno telo, ki predlaga, ki išče, predlaga ukrepe, išče rešitve za področje čebelarstva in potem te predloge praviloma na koncu presoja najvišji organ zbornice, to je svet zbornice.
The committee has an advisory board which proposes measures, seeks solutions and then all of these solutions and decisions are made within the session of the council of our chamber.
No in na tem mestu bi rad poudaril, da smo se na zbornici zavezali, tudi sam osebno sprejel to odločitev, da bomo ključna vprašanja, ki jih bomo pridobili tudi od tega našega telesa, strokovnega odbora, predebatirali predvsem s Čebelarsko zvezo, ki je stanovska organizacija, ki zares odlično pokriva to področje kmetijstva.
And at this point, let me mention that not only the chamber, but I myself personally, we decided that all the key questions that will be received and will be discussed within the sessions of this expert committee for bees will be discussed in cooperation with the umbrella organization of Slovenia, which is obviously the Beekeeping Association of Slovenia.
In to ne zato, ker ne bi zaupali našemu strokovnemu odboru, ampak zato, ker verjamemo, da lahko samo s sodelovanjem znanja enih in drugih lahko skupaj oblikujemo najboljše rešitve za ta pomemben sektor slovenskega kmetijstva.
And not for the reason that we do not trust in our expert committee, but only for the reason that only with the mutual cooperation, with mutual exchange of views, can we find the best solutions for the future of beekeeping.
No in naj se v duhu tega dobrega sodelovanja iskreno še enkrat zahvalim tudi gospodu Boštjanu Noču za ves suport tudi v tem kratkem času, ko sem tudi sam predsednik Kmetijsko-gozdarske zbornice Slovenije. Torej, spoštovani kolega Boštjan, hvala in prepričan sem, da bomo skupaj lahko naredili še velike premike v smeri celotnega trajnostnega kmetijstva v Republiki Sloveniji.
And in the spirit of good cooperation, allow me to use this opportunity and truly, truly extend my words of gratitude to the President Boštjan Noč for all of his support that we have received since I've been the President of the Chamber of Agriculture and Forestry of Slovenia, in the spirit of working together also to ensure sustainable agriculture in the future. Mr. Borut Florjančič, the president of the Cooperative Union of Slovenia, is up next. The floor is yours.
Hvala za besedo. Najprej seveda gre za hvala, da imamo priložnost gostiti tako visokega gosta, kot je komisar Evropski za kmetijstvo. S tem nam da priliko, da na tak, bi rekel, demokratičen način izmenjamo naše poglede in bili smo zelo veseli, ker smo tudi v včerajšnjem dnevu slišali njegove poglede in verjamemo, da za takšnim komisarjem kmetijstvo in vse te panoge zraven grejo v pravo smer.
So allow me to start by thanking the hosts for inviting such an eminent guest to Slovenia. And in a way, we can actually hold a discussion and exchange views in a democratic way. And I was very, very pleased to hear so much from the commissioner already yesterday. And I believe that with such an excellent commissioner, the future is bright.
Poudaril bi mogoče dve, tri stvari, ki govorijo o tem, kako v bistvu tudi čebelari dosti krat tudi sami začnejo neko močno pobudo, ki ostali povzamemo ali združimo z našim. Ena je ta, pač, ko se zaskrbljeni opazovali, koliko ponarejenega medu prihaja, ne morem reči medu, ampak ponaredku, ki so podobni medu prihaja v Slovenijo, kar kmalo smo razširili razmišljanje, kaj pa je z živilskimi izdelki, za katere ne vemo niti katere surovine so noter. Ko poje otrok, ne vem, neko sadno tablico, pa niti se ne zavedamo, da ta večina te tablice prihaja iz Kitajske. Skratka, tudi na takšnih področjih bomo mogli pojačati legislativo ali pa spremljanje teh tokov surovin, ki jih vsak dan zauživamo.
For example, I wish to just mention but a few things today. Beekeepers often start something, a process with their own initiative, and then we follow on that. For example, it was the beekeepers who started to draw attention to fake honey, which led us into asking further question, what about other food products? If honey can be fake, what about some sweet snacks that are purchased by our children? Maybe the raw materials come from China. So this is a good example of how beekeepers sometimes lead into strengthening our agricultural sector as a whole.
Hkrati imamo na teh pač položajih, ki jih treba osmisliti, odgovornost. In ta odgovornost je, da zagotavljamo obstoj seveda kmeta, en način je prenos dobička z vrha verige, kjer se ga res veliko stvari, do kmeta ali pa do naših zadružnih obratov. Drugi pa je, da potrošnik ve, kaj je. In ravno v odgovor temu je bila postavljena uredba o masnih bilancah. Masne bilance govorijo o sledljivosti, o meso iz hleva do blagajne. To uredbo imamo, mogoče malce zamuje za samo udejanjenje, vendar smo lahko ponosni v Sloveniji, da imamo orodje, s katerim celo verigo pripravimo, da ne rečem prisilimo, da bo izkazovala to sledljivost, ki se na kmetijah ali pa v mesnopredelovalnih obratih že zdaj izkazuje.
It's important that we're aware of how big a responsibility we are holding. On one hand, we need to make sure that our farmers survive, and this means that we need to support the well-being of farmers and cooperatives. On the other hand, of course, we're obliged to also protect the consumer so that the consumers will understand what they're actually consuming. And we're really grateful for the adoption of the regulation on fat balance in meat products. And this is something very important for us, traceability of meat, and all the legislation behind it is such a beneficial tool for us so that we can be proud of announcing this tool for the whole chain from the farm to fork.
Sam še zaključna misel, seveda pozdravljam, čestitam čebelarjem Slovenije za njihov praznik, čestitam tudi vodji čebelarjem Slovenije, ki se v bistvu z veliko energijo in pronicljivost loteva širših tem, kot je samo čebelarstvo, zato pa lahko tudi tako stanovske organizacije tako dobro skupaj sodelujemo.
In conclusion, allow me to congratulate the Association of Beekeepers of Slovenia and their leader, who possesses so much energy and so much goodwill that he not only is looking after the beekeeping organization, but also he's looking after excellent cooperation between all of us. Thank you so much, Mr. Noč.
Ja, jaz mislim, da je bilo danes toliko lepega o slovenskem čebelarstvu povedanega, da jaz ne rabim dati tukaj izjave, ker bom dal izjavo in svoje razmišljanje ob samem govoru na prireditvi.
I believe so many good words have already been expressed about the beekeeping of Slovenia, so I don't think I need to speak any further. I will share my statement later on at the big event.
Ampak vseeno, jaz mislim, da je novica dneva za čebelarstvo to, da bodo možne podpore na čebele družino. Čebelarska zveza Slovenije se je trudila 20 let, kot kaže, smo mogli ustanoviti Evropsko čebelarsko zvezo in rezultat je tukaj. Tako da jaz mislim, da bodo evropski čebelari navdušeni.
I believe that the news of the day is this change of the support that is now provided per hive, which is an excellent news, and I believe everybody in this world of beekeeping will be excited.
In tako sem rekel, to je prva kljukica komisarja, verjamem tudi v naslednjo kljukico, kjer verjamem, da bo komisar naredil vse, da zaščitimo čebelarje in pa potrošnike pred ponaredki.
And this was the first box that was ticked off. And we already got an assurance from the commissioner that we can tick off the second box, which is the increased measures to prevent honey-alterated, falsified products on our shelves. And this is yet another huge achievement.
Prepričan sem pa, da bo tretjo kljukico komisar naredil danes, na sami prireditvi.
And I believe that the third box will be ticked off by the commissioner today at the upcoming event.
Kjer bo začutil, zakaj je slovensko čebelarstvo kot edino na svetu upisano na seznam nesnovne kulturne dediščine.
Where he will understand even further the reasons why Slovenian beekeeping is placed under the list of UN protected cultural heritage of this world.
In zaščiteno je z imenom čebelarstvo v Sloveniji in način življenja.
And the name under which this protection was granted is beekeeping is a way of life in Slovenia.
Zato gremo zdaj vsi skupaj na sprejem k županu in potem na prireditev. Tako da vsem skupaj hvala lepa, komisar, navdušen sem nad vami in verjamem v skupno sodelovanje tudi v bodoče.
That is why we'll all proceed to the meeting with the mayor and distinguished commissioner. I'm truly, truly honored and excited about continuing our work together. Thank you. Ja. Ja. Ja.